I don't know about you, but it feels like a lot of my friends are now getting on that baby train. If you have a friend who is also expecting or have little ones still in diapers, I always recommend Pampers Swaddlers. With Pampers Swaddlers, you can also rest assured that this diaper will prevent up to 100% of leaks, even blowouts. Swaddlers has dual leak guard barriers at the legs to help protect where leaks happen most, and they have a blowout barrier, which is an innovative back pocket built into the diaper to help prevent those messy leaks up the back. Did you know that on average, babies will use up to 8,000 plus diapers before becoming potty trained? That is a lot. That's why Pampers Diaper Stash is the hottest baby gift for 2024. So give a gift to a loved one that says, "We see you and we've got you." Pampers Diaper Stash is an online diaper fund that all parents with little ones will love. You can organize friends and family to contribute to a group gift of an online stockpile that never has to run out. Pampers Diaper Stash is great because it takes the guesswork out of choosing what size and how many diapers to gift. It's so easy to do, and it's the gift that always fits.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to ABG, Asian Boss Girl, a podcast for the modern day Asian American woman. My name is Mel.
I'm Helen.
And I'm Janet.
I don't know about you, but it feels like a lot of my friends are now getting on that baby train. If you have a friend who is also expecting or have little ones still in diapers, I always recommend Pampers Swaddlers. With Pampers Swaddlers, you can also rest assured that this diaper will prevent up to 100% of leaks, even blowouts. Swaddlers has dual leak guard barriers at the legs to help protect where leaks happen most, and they have a blowout barrier, which is an innovative back pocket built into the diaper to help prevent those messy leaks up the back. Did you know that on average, babies will use up to 8,000 plus diapers before becoming potty trained? That is a lot. That's why Pampers Diaper Stash is the hottest baby gift for 2024. So give a gift to a loved one that says, "We see you and we've got you." Pampers Diaper Stash is an online diaper fund that all parents with little ones will love. You can organize friends and family to contribute to a group gift of an online stockpile that never has to run out. Pampers Diaper Stash is great because it takes the guesswork out of choosing what size and how many diapers to gift. It's so easy to do, and it's the gift that always fits.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
It is officially summer. So based on a quick search on Google, summer began on June 20th, and I cannot be more excited. Maybe it's because we've been in lockdown for a year and everything is finally opening up. It actually feels like summer, and I'm already blasting Hot Girl Summer, which y'all already know I'm obsessed with. It's my favorite song.
Yes, and with the excitement of summer upon us, we thought it would be fun to share our favorite summer memories, starting from when we were kids, since summer marked the end of the school year and summer vacation was actually a thing that we had.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and real quick, for anyone who hasn't heard of Hot Girl Summer yet, Coach Meg, aka Megan Thee Stallion, aka Tina Snow, the creator of Hot Girl Summer, said it best when she said, "Hot Girl Summer is about just being you, just having fun. It's turning up, driving the boat." What boat?
What boat?
"And not giving a damn about what nobody's saying."
I kind of love that definition.
Yeah. I mean, I wish I had a boat, but, you know, maybe take that part out.
You could make a paper boat.
Oh.
It's like cute, innocent girl summer or something. Well, before there was Hot Girl Summer, there was innocent adolescent summers.
I don't know. Yeah, let's take it back to elementary school or middle school, those childhood years. Mm-hmm. What do you ladies remember about your summer vacations? Did you go to summer camp? Did you stay at home and have a daily routine? Did you hang out at the mall where there was air conditioning? What are some memories that you have?
Actually, that just did jog a memory that I had where for me and my sister and my cousins, we all lived in the same building. And we would always ride our bicycle like up and down our block, never cross the street because it was dangerous. But we would always end up at this bicycle shop that was at the end of our block and it had AC. And we would just open the door and just stand there and like feel AC and then run away and then come back and feel it and run away. So that's interesting. Oh my gosh. I totally forgot about that.
I bet the owner probably like loved you guys.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. No, the owner never said anything, but you know, it's like, thank you. But I never bought anything from that store. Anyway, so for me, when you said summer camp, I actually never went to summer camp. The only quote unquote experience of summer camp that I've ever experienced was watching TV and movies like The Parent Trap. Mm. And I remember watching that movie and thinking, oh, kids are mean. So I never felt like any FOMO not going to summer camp. I don't think any of my friends went either. So that never happened. But in elementary or middle school, I can only think of two things really that defined my summer. One, summer reading was a thing.
Oh my God.
And I just remember being a huge book nerd. I would always be reading lots of trips to the library and reluctantly trying to read all of the summer book required books and actually writing the book reports. I hated writing the book reports before, you know, Spark Notes became a thing and no longer read those books. But I loved like the Berenstain Bears books, Roald Dahl, Wayside School, and I would just have stacks and stacks of books around me. And that was like a very distinct memory that I have of summertime. And the other memory that I have very distinctly is traveling with my parents. I think almost every summer we would have a family vacation somewhere. And I think we've mentioned this on the podcast before, but these are usually those really annoying tour bus trips led by someone with an obnoxious umbrella. And it's just like the minute you step off the bus, you have to rush out to look at things and then rush back onto the bus. And you never had time to really just like enjoy the moment, especially because everyone around you was always like so chaotic too.
Yeah.
But I just remember not appreciating those trips at all while I was there. I'd be like, why does the bathroom smell? Why are we sitting next to the toilet? I don't even want to get off the bus because it's summertime and it's hot out.
Yeah.
And I just want to like go to McDonald's or something. But I think looking back now, we went to so many places with those trips. We went to like San Francisco, Toronto, all over China, Mexico, all on these tour buses from what I can remember. And I think the thing I think about now that I didn't think about before was that traveling in groups and with someone who knew where they were going kept us safe. So I do appreciate that now that I think about it. But yeah, those are the two things I can remember from my childhood. Books and obnoxious umbrellas.
I love the book. The book summer reading was a thing. I forgot about that.
I thought that too until you mentioned it.
That was the first thing I thought about. I was just like, oh my gosh, I hated that word. Like, it's just because you have so much freedom and what is supposed to be so much fun. And then you're always tied down to you have summer reading and book reports
homework,
to do.
Yeah. Homework is a thing. It's like an obligation.
Yes.
You had to write reports. I don't remember writing a report for it. I just remember we had to read
it. We just had to have reading or books read by the
certain time. Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I hated the book reports so much.
Well, thanks for sharing, Helen. That was super cute. Even like the trips, I'm like, oh, you went to a lot of places as a kid.
Yeah.
I did. Yeah.
That's really cool.
My parents, I'm very thankful that they, you know, got out of the house and traveled and did it in a way where they felt safe. So it was the best situation. But I mean, I would always be on those buses and I'd be like, oh, is there a cute boy
in
here? Yeah, that's like the only saving grace about those trips. And when there was, you know, you just kind of eye each other and then that's it.
Oh my God, I love that.
That's so cute. Yeah, for some reason, I think about summers in like elementary or middle school. I have very distinct memories, actually. So for me, my summers are mostly me spending time with my grandparents because my parents would work all the time. So I had this routine. Like in elementary school, I would wake up and then I'd play with my Legos. Like I actually had Legos. And I remember feeling like super creative and I would make this like, I make a house and then I make a car with wheels and like a little wagon. I remember like my grandparents complimenting me on the car that I made. And I felt so like, I'm creative. And like I got approval from my grandparents.
Aww.
But I would always be making the Legos as my grandma watches Wheel of Fortune. It was like 10:30 or 11 a.m. in the morning on Channel 5 CBS. And my grandma didn't know how to speak English, but she loved predicting prices. Like, I think that's like a universal, like, Asians like to, you know, like, they understand pricing. They want to guess all that stuff. And so that's something that I would always remember. And for lunch, you know, as a treat, depending on the week, my grandparents and I would walk to Hometown Buffet It was like a 15-20 minute walk, and we use their senior discount. And just eat there. Because, like, for us, Hometown Buffet was something we go to, like, every 2 weeks as a treat for our family. So lunchtime was like, oh, we got to go. I got to go during the day, you know? And my grandma would always say, like, oh, take your time. If you're full, we'll just wait, and then we'll get hungry again. So save money. Nice. Yeah.
We used to do that at Vegas buffets.
So I just sit here. I was like, but I'm full. Like, I want to leave. But, no, my grandma always, like, wanted us to stay longer. And the afternoons would be, like, you know, I would call my friend Vicky, who's, like, my childhood best friend, and we will spend hours on the phone trying to figure out, like, do you want to come over? Like, can I go over? Like, we'll always try to create a plan, and we'll always pitch it to our parents, and I would say no. So I don't know why we did it every single day, though, thinking we might finally get a yes. Aww, there sometimes so we did. Yeah, and then the afternoon, I think I was really addicted to TV as a kid. I would always watch daytime soap operas.
Oh.
So I was really into Passions.
Oh my gosh.
Yes, I remember Passions.
Yeah, I don't know. I never got into those shows.
But. I, like, got really into it. This is why today I think Justin Hartley is really hot, because he was in Passions.
Yeah, you remember him.
But here I'm as a 10-year-old girl watching Passions. Yeah. Like, I don't think it's really appropriate, you know?
My cousins, my cousin Stacy and my sister Patty also were really into Passions. I got into it through them, but they were much more into it than I was.
Yeah. It's funny because it's Passions versus Days of Our Lives.
Yeah.
I always watched Passions. So I'm just like, that was a thing. And maybe this is why I also went to Korean dramas. I think it's the only change for me from middle school when I got older was that I would spend more time on Zanga and AIM. During the summer times or online, because that's when I started getting into, like, internet stuff and, you know, just talking to your friends. But, like, Helen, I actually never went to, like, summer camp, like, watching Parent Trap. It just sounds so extravagant. Like, I want a Sloppy Joe sandwich. Like, I kind of, like, wanted that experience somehow, but I never got it. But my mom would always put me up for classes, like, local classes in the community center that my grandparents would walk me to. So I did, like, I did tap and jazz. I did, like, an acting class. Oh. Or I had to, like, sing a song about being a tree holding a banana or something. I don't really.
That's so cute. I can imagine little Mel.
It was weird. So I did that. And of course, I always did swim. Swim was my thing every summer. I did, like, we always had to do swimming. And the other interesting thing is that my mom was putting me in a bunch of religious courses. Like, she wasn't like, oh, you're Buddhist or you're whatever Christian. But, like, I did vacation Bible study. And I did, like, I went to Buddhist school.
Mm. Oh, interesting.
Like, yeah.
So you learn about, like, the principles. And the
teachings. I'd read, like, I don't remember anything. Like, I literally went to, you know, I mean, it was interesting. But, like, I just remember, like, looking for boys. Like, that's, like, why I did in class. So that was what I remember for, like, summer vacations as a kid. But yeah, how about you, Jay?
Oh, wow. That was very vivid. You had so many different activities for both of you that, like, I definitely can relate to, and I remember drawing up memories now. Very similarly, both of you had mentioned doing some sort of, like, homework or going to classes, right? And that was the first thing I remember from when I was really young. I had mentioned in previous episodes that I was in ESL. So I remember in, like, first or second grade, my mom put me in summer school for, like, reading and writing. So I remember going and I remember thinking, like, this sucks. Like, this is supposed to be where everyone gets time off. Why don't I still have to go to school? Yeah. But in hindsight, like, that was I think I actually really did enjoy the classes once I, like, the actual homework assignments, because it was creative writing and it was fun. But I just didn't like that I had to go during the summer. But yeah, so there was schoolwork. And I was in dance. So dance classes did continue through the summer. And I have memories of having to, like, change into my leotard when it's, like, freaking 90 degrees out and, like, you know, being in the studio and they don't have AC. So they just leave the doors open and you're, like, sweating in your leotard. So those were kind of just the courses and classes that you have to kind of keep taking. But I also have so many memories of going outdoors and playing with my neighbors. So I grew up on a street where, like, the three houses next to us, it was a bunch of, like, girls my age. There was one that I've mentioned is my best friend, who is also Vietnamese American, and then a couple of other like, white girls. and we would always, like, we would call each other up in the around 10 a.m. when you wake up and go, do you want to go outside and play? And we would just, like, ride our bikes and different things. I have a memory of when I first learned to ride my bike. So you know how you, like, go through on your training wheels, and it's a really big deal when you can go on your, like, two wheels without the training wheels, right? So I've been practicing and and our street is pretty small, and it's just, you know, houses are, like, next to each other. And I remember my mom came out to tell me to come back home. Like, it's getting dark. And I was two houses down, and I was like, Mommy, watch this. And I'm riding my bike, and I'm going up their driveway, and I was doing it. I was, like, balancing, and then, bam, I smacked into the neighbor's garage door.
Oh, my God.
And my mom was like, oh, my God. I was like, look, I'm doing it. It's the first time that you're like, no, you're not.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like, lots of time outdoors. playing with friends. And then, I mean, I learned, I was able to eventually ride bikes without running into garage doors, but... and then I also spent a lot of time with, like, my cousins. They would come over, and we would go swimming, and we would go to Sizzler. So for you, it was Hometown Buffet. For us, there was a Sizzler's that was, like, down the area from our house. And I always remember going and, like, getting their, like, dinosaur-shaped chicken nuggets and their mac and cheese. And it was, like, a family affair because it was my aunts and my uncles would all come over, too. So we would do this a lot during the summer. That we would just go swimming and then go to Sizzler. And then my cousins would come over and we would do sleepovers. And I don't know why, but we had, like, I remember with my cousin Stacy and my sister Patty, like, we would do this thing where it was exciting for us to want to get up early in the morning and, like, make breakfast. And we're like, we're going to get up at 7 a.m. and watch the sunrise. And then we're going to make smoothies. And then we're going to, like, do a workout routine. It was weird. I don't know why. Because I think Stacy and I were both in dance and we were, like, fascinated by, like, my mom had, like, these, like, workout videos. So we're like, we're going to get up and, like, make smoothies and we're going to, like, work out. And so, I don't know. This is very strange. But yeah, there's just a lot of, like, I think just spending time and playing and being outdoors was a lot of what I did when I was younger. No formal summer camp either, but lots of playtime.
Oh, that's so cute. Yeah,
such vivid memories. Yeah. I could totally see Janet being who Janet is today because of the smoothie thing and then the writing classes.
Mm-hmm. Actually, like, even you're talking about, like, your cousins coming over and, like, the sometimes, like, I was like, I can't wait for all, I mean, jumping the gun, like, it'd be so fun, like, what if our kids want to do sleepovers together, like, we're trying to coordinate that.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be super cute.
Your story about the bicycle thing, oh my gosh, it brought me back to, like, this really bad incident that I had biking too.
Yeah.
Also during the summertime, and I was going downhill.
I was
going so fast, and I had fallen, and I hit my vagina so hard that I thought I broke it. Like, I honestly thought I broke my vagina because it hurt, like, for a whole day. And, like, it had to have really bad impact for it to hurt for a whole day, right?
You might have bruised your pubic bone.
I probably did. But I like, played it off. I was like, oh, I'm okay. And then I went home and I was just like, oh, my God, I broke my vagina.
What did you call it back then?
I don't know. I didn't tell anyone, but it just, like, it just brought me back to that really terrible memory. And that's why now when I ride a bike, I have to make sure that the seat of the bike is not taller than where my, like, the tips of my toes can reach down to.
Because if your bike is too tall,
too tall, you lose control or you can't put your foot down. And I feel like the bike that I was on, the seat was too high. So I couldn't get my foot down. And then I just, like, smashed into my vajayjay instead. Good summer memories, y'all.
Hey, BGs and ABBs. Have you heard of All of Us? They're a research program focused on gathering health information from historically underrepresented people in medical research, such as people of color, seniors, people from rural areas, low-income individuals, and members of the LGBTQ community. As an Asian American who relies on the U.S. medical system, knowing that research studies have rarely considered people like me in the past is disheartening. Asian Americans have unique health concerns, and when research doesn't include us, future health discoveries may not either. If we share our health information, it may help researchers address the health problems in our community and in our families. The All of Us Research Program wants to gather health information to help find patterns in our health. This may show why people in our community may be more likely to get a disease than people in other communities. Here's how it works. They'll collect information such as your height, weight, health conditions, and medicines. You can sign up and participate safely from the comfort of your own home. Participants may get a $25 gift card, their personalized genetic results over time, and one of 10,000 Fitbit devices at no cost. The more people who join, the more information researchers will have and the more they will learn. Ask your friends and family to join to make a difference at joinallofus.org/ABG.
So there's a lot of times I go grocery and wine shopping with my roommate Dar. We're big cooks at our apartment and like to do wine pairings to elevate the dining experience sometimes. She loves Cabs, but I'll be real. We spend a lot of time just figuring out which wine to get. There's just so many to choose from. Thankfully, there's First Leaf, a better way to discover wine at a fraction of the price you'll find in a store. First Leaf is a fully customizable wine club that sends curated boxes of wine that's perfect for you. And they have more award-winning wine than anyone else. When we got our first wine shipment, our apartment decided to have our own wine tasting night and give our opinions on each of the wines. It was unanimous, and all of us liked the Color Wash 2020 Pinot Grigio California. It was aromatic and fruity and reminded us of a spritzer, which is perfect for the summer. After our tasting, we were able to rate it on the First Leaf site. The user ratings help curate the next box, so the more we give our ratings, the better the boxes are curated to our likings. No more indecisiveness at the store. I see a lot of wine nights this coming summer. Save time, money, and stress with First Leaf, the wine club designed with you in mind. Join today and you'll get 6 bottles of wine for $29.95 and free shipping. Just go to tryfirstleaf.com/ABG. That's 6 bottles of wine for $29.95 and free shipping at tryfirstleaf.com/ABG.
You already know Credit Karma as the company that has always been there to help you make better financial decisions. And now they want to help you even more. For anyone out there who's looking to get more bang for their buck, Credit Karma Money is a brand new checking account where you can win cash reimbursements for making purchases. When you use your Credit Karma Money debit card, you can win daily instant Karma purchase reimbursements on items up to $5,000. And when you make a purchase between June 8th and June 30th, you'll be automatically entered to win $1 million. There's no minimum balance requirements, no overdraft fees, and free withdrawals from a network of over 50,000 ATMs. Right now, visit creditkarma.com/winmoney to open your free account and start winning instant Karma. Go to creditkarma.com/winmoney to sign up for free and start winning instant Karma. That's creditkarma.com/winmoney. Instant Karma is sponsored by Credit Karma. No purchase necessary. Exclusions and terms apply. See rules. Banking services provided by MVB Bank, Inc. Member FDIC. Maximum balance and transfer limits apply.
All right, so let's move on to college. I feel like this was the first time we lived out our early 20s. And personally for me, I wasn't away from my family. I still lived at home. But I know during this time is when a lot of people went crazy, not being at home and not having the responsibility of school. So I'm curious, what were your summer vacations like in college? And do you remember any particularly fun stories from those summers?
So I went to UCSD, which was actually only about an hour away from my family. So on the during summer vacation, I would go home. So I also was not in like a college setting during the summertime for like crazy party stories or anything. And I feel like my summers during college were actually quite tame. They were kind of boring because maybe the most exciting one was between freshman and sophomore year. I did go on a trip to China with my sister and my cousins, but it was with her Chinese class in high school, in a white high school. So we went back to China with like all these white people, and it was an interesting experience.
Crazy.
Yeah, kind of weird. But that was probably the most exciting one. And then every summer after that, it was like I did like internships. So it was all about like trying to prepare, get ready for the workforce afterwards. But I do remember one particular summer, the last summer I had an internship before senior year. I remember a lot because this is the summer that I spent in the lettuce fields. Let me explain.
So you say lettuce fields?
The lettuce fields. I studied math and econ, and I actually, that summer was like, it's supposed to be the most important summer internship, right? Because it's the last one you have before you go interview for jobs. And I didn't have an internship lined up. And this was me trying to like figure out what I wanted to do. But at the same time, my dad's younger sister, my aunt at the time, and her husband worked for HSBC credit card services as my uncle did like statistics and stuff, right? So he was like, oh, they have like an internship program at their office. It's supposed to be really good. It's stats and related. You study, you know, whatever. And I was like, oh, I don't want to do that. That sounds so boring. And also I was like, no, I don't want to be hooked up by my family. I can like find my own kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Didn't find anything else. So relentless. So like against my desire, I like kind of, and this is in hindsight, I was like, I was so lucky that my aunt like reached out and was like, you should interview for this position. But at the time I didn't know what I wanted to do, but I knew I didn't really want to go into anything that felt like analytical or financial. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. I think I had kind of a perception of my dad being an engineer and my mom working in finance, and just always feeling like working in a cubicle was like not something I wanted to do, but not knowing what else to do. So they worked for this company, and they were based in Salinas, California, which is up in Northern California, but way out. This is where, what was that author's name? Where he wrote The Grapes of Wrath, John Steinbeck. Up there. So it was literally in like farmland, like lettuce fields and all this kind of stuff. I ended up interviewing for the role and got it, and then went up to spend a summer in the lettuce fields. And they had put up housing for the summer interns. It was supposed to be a hotel, I think, from the year past, but because something happened, we ended up being put up in this like in the college dorms, literally outside from the fields. So I was, it felt like summer camp.
Wait, I'm sorry. What did you do?
So, yeah. Like, did you count the lettuce heads?
Do you eat, like, try out different lettuces?
So actually the internship was they did a lot of the analysis out there. So they didn't need to be located in like a metropolitan city where a lot of people were. So they were out in Salinas, which was I mean, in hindsight, I think about for when you're older, like, it's a beautiful place to live. It's very calm, very peaceful. But for, you know, like a junior in college and not, you know, yeah. I went out there and I was like, what am I doing? But it was an internship for like, it was like an analyst type position. I was doing like, like looking at the credit card, like data type stuff, looking at like trying to figure out like, I don't know, stats and numbers and things.
But did you play with the, not play, but like, did you?
No, it was just that the office was located in Salinas, which is like a town and a city that is very just like nature and lettuce fields and farms and stuff. So to spend a summer there, I just felt like very like kind of removed from everything. And I also, because I was really, I didn't want to go into stats and stuff, and I kind of was doing it because, you know, my dad's like, you should, this is like, it goes with your major. And I felt like, now in hindsight, I feel like such an unappreciative little brat to my aunt, my uncle, because I obviously was like, not, I was thankful to them for the position, but when I was there, I just didn't like the work. The guy who managed me was reported into my aunt, and he was a little bit younger, and he's like Chinese American, and I remember him being like, damn, you really don't like this, huh? And then at the end of my internship, the gift he got me for going away was like a drawing and painting set, because he's like, I don't think this is for you. I think you're like more into creative stuff.
Okay, but question, so you were a math and econ major.
Yeah.
Isn't this what you would expect?
Yeah, right. So for me, though, like within UCSD, they had like a management science major, which is more applied. So I chose math and econ because it wouldn't go directly into, say, an industry, right? Like it was more theoretical. So if you wanted to, some people would go into academia, or you can apply, like for studying math and economics, it's like you study abstract thinking, right? So that is something that you could apply towards something else. I just didn't, I didn't want to go into the application of finance or of like stats and stuff.
Yeah.
But I wanted to study something challenging, if that makes sense. So that's why I went into like the field of, I was like, I'll do math and econ because these are interesting topics and they're challenging, but I don't want to like go into the applied. So I didn't really know. Yeah. It was kind of I was a conflicted college kid, but
did you get a lot of free lettuce? Like with every meal?
Oh God.
Did you smell like lettuce? What does the lettuce smell
I do remember the cafeteria that the food, like the plates and stuff were like biodegradable. It was very future. Yeah, like very like, what would you call it?
Sustainable.
Yeah, at the time it was like made out of potato starch or something.
Cool.
But anyway, yeah, those were my college summers. How about you, Mel?
Well, my experience is very opposite of Janet, and we both went to the same school. As Janet was in the lettuce fields, I was literally in La Jolla. So for me, I feel like this question is just like, it does embody my experience as like a college student. So my first summer at UCSD was really like, it was just so much fun. So I came in as a transfer student. So by the time summer rolled around, I was already 21 and all my roommates stayed back. So all of us here are 21. We're like in La Jolla. And it definitely felt like the time we were able to fully explore the city of San Diego. Like, I remember creating so many good memories and just drinking a lot there. We would spend so many times in like Gasland, go to the beach and just like really explore the city. And like, you guys been to San Diego. It's like I think it's one of like the best cities we have in the US. But we stayed back not only because we want to party, but we had summer sessions because I think we had to just catch up on classes or else we wouldn't graduate on time. So, but our classes always, they're like 3 hours for 2 days a week and we always ended on Wednesday. So we're pretty much done with school on Wednesday. And we would start going out either Wednesday or Thursday night. And so there's like so many things happening in SD. Like, I remember there's like this sushi place called Sushi Key. I don't know if you remember, Jay. There's a Sushi Key. It's next to Costa Mesa. And there's always happy hour. There's a bunch of students lining up. Everyone go there for sake bombs, like very cheap sushi for like $4. And then on, you know, Thursdays we do PB Bar and Grill, which is like kind of like the beach town. And so there's like Thirsty Thursdays. We did that still. And then Fridays and Saturdays we're at Gas Lamp, which is like downtown. So I feel like we really just like explored like every part we can every day or every week. And obviously like that's a lot of drinking. I think it's the most time I've ever drank like so many times. And I definitely can't do that now. But
was this every summer? So you came in.
I only had two summers there.
Oh, two summers there. Yeah.
So I think that's why like as a transfer student, like I was like, you know, I really got to soak it up because I didn't get the 4-year college experience. So I think when it was when it was actually time to go to college, I was like, I need to live everything out as much as I can. But yeah, that's I only have one summer of that because the next summer we graduated and it was like more like leaving and like, you know, different type of experience. But yeah, I mean, it was fun. Like, so, you know, school was short. We enjoyed our summer and we also did work there. Like all of us were doing summer internships too, but it wasn't like as I think that my roommates were like, they were definitely like serious about getting their jobs, but it wasn't like their, I think it wasn't like their, I don't say priority, but they were, we were really focused on maybe more creating more memories because all of us are transfer students. Mm. So I think for me, like, it was like the taste of like freedom in a bit. Yeah. So that was my experience.
Wild Mel Mel emerges in La Jolla.
Hello. And that actually sounds like a that's like what you described to me sounds like what the college summer experience should have been like. And I feel like I didn't quite take advantage of that.
You didn't party up with the lettuce heads?
I was in the lettuce fields instead of in San Diego during the summer.
Yeah.
That sounds like it was a lot of fun.
It was. I think it's just like, even yesterday I was talking to my roommates, like Tiff and Sally. I was like, do you guys remember anything from summer? And like, we ended up just going on this tangent. Like, oh my God, remember this photo? Do you guys remember going here? Like, we wrote a... We would drink in Gas Lamp, and then afterwards, like, those carts, that, like, bicycle carts, they'll kind of drive you around the pier or something like that. So it was fun.
That's a very beautiful place also to have a summer vacation with friends.
Yeah.
That sounds nice.
Yeah. Well, Boston's also gorgeous. Yeah. How was your, like, summer?
So the main thing that I did during my summers was play volleyball. Mm. Shout out to anyone out there who's listening that plays 9-man volleyball. So over the course of 13 summers, which is a lot, I played on 3 separate teams. I played on Boston Freemasons, Hurricanes, and Fusion. I know you ladies watched, I think, maybe when I was on Fusion. And I started in high school. So high school summer vacation was filled up with volleyball. And I played up until like my first or second year after I moved to LA. So it was a pretty long time. So right after school ended for us, me and a bunch of my friends, we would all just be so hyped to start playing volleyball together. And actually, this was probably the closest thing that I had to what a summer camp is like. Mm. We practiced together almost 2 to 3 days a week for a couple of months. And then we would play in these 2 tournaments. One was in New York's Chinatown, and it was called the New York Mini. Did you ladies go to that one?
No, but that sounds cool.
Yeah. So this would happen in Seward Park, which is in their Chinatown. And I just remember we would always go to this one place that had like 10 dumplings for $2 or something ridiculously cheap and good. And we would always use this one dim sum restaurant's bathroom, which got so nasty, but the restaurant owners never complained because we always bought food from them too. But the second tournament, which was a much larger tournament, was one that would happen every Labor Day weekend. And the location of this is called NACIVT. Tournament would rotate between hosting cities. So we got to travel to places like New York, Toronto, San Francisco, Montreal, DC, Vegas 1 year. And it was just so much fun. I think most of the time we had to play on pavement. So if you can just imagine like black tar parking lots makeshift nets in like 100 degree weather. We actually shut down Pennsylvania Avenue, which is right outside the U.S. Capitol, when we were playing in D.C., and we played on the street. And it was extremely hot. Like, if you dove for the ball and wrong on the pavement, your skin would literally just burn off.
Oh, my gosh.
So we all got very good at diving very well. But it was fun because there's a men's division and a women's division, and there's over 1,000 people that play in these tournaments now, and everyone's fit and passionate about volleyball. And I'm not gonna lie, there are some hotties there,
dude.
And me and my volleyball girls, we would always walk around whenever we were done playing and just watch all the hot boys teams and like eye the fuck out of them. And there's
where you learn to flirt with your eyes.
Huh? Yeah. I'm like, I see you on the court standing there. You see me right now? Let me get your attention. And then almost every night we'd, you know, be out getting dinner with our team and having way too many drinks. And this happened for 2 to 3 days in a row, which is how long the tournament is.
Yeah.
So it was insane because you played for like a full 8 to 9 hour day.
Yeah.
And then you go party hard and then you come back on the courts at like 7 a.m. And you have to focus. Like, you really have to focus. You can't just show up because if you can't focus, the ball's going to hit you in the face and you're going to look dumb out there. So that was extremely hard to do and just so tiring. But yeah, every night you go out, you hope the boys that you think are cute on the courts are going to be out partying as well. Okay, and there was this one night, this one team that never goes out and has like all the hot boys. They always win these tournaments too.
Are they in Canada?
Yeah. So I think I showed you to them when you ladies watched one of my tournaments. But they're known to like stay in and rest up for the next day, which is probably why they win all these tournaments. But yeah, they showed up one night and I swear all the girls were freaking out and whispering to each other like, oh my God, let's get close to them. And this one guy that I thought was super fucking hot bought me a drink. And I was like, oh my gosh, what do I do? And my dumbass didn't do anything but take the drink, say thanks, and then I ran away.
Why?
I don't know. Because I was so nervous and freaking out, and I didn't know how to flirt.
This is beyond the eye flirting. Yeah, now you're talking to me.
Like, it's like, because you see these people over and over again for 13 years, and it's like, finally, we are here. You bought me a drink, and then I run away. It's like, fucking hell, you dumbass. But I remember being so happy, and then also so sad that it could have led to something more. And then I think, the next day I saw him on the courts and we kind of just like eyed each other again. And it's hard to find time when you're both not playing or you're not working. So like he would be on the courts and then he would look up and like kind of smirk at me or something. And I'd be like,
ah! I'm getting so excited and giddy just hearing this. Like, I was like, that sounds so much fun.
Yeah. But I said like, thanks the next day after I saw him. And then thanks for the drink, and then I ran away again. So I don't fucking know what I was doing, but it's like the next year you see each other, because the only time you see each other, because you live in different cities, is during these tournaments. Yeah. So you look forward to maybe seeing each other again, and I think the next year, it was kind of just like back to eyeing.
Yeah.
And then that was it. Damn. So nothing spicy there, y'all.
That's pretty spicy.
Yeah.
How's that spicy? I got a drink and I fucked.
but it's like kind of like, it's just like the, it was like, it's just innocent too. It's like really cute.
Yeah.
I also understand now from hearing like the schedule of it, where you're up early in the morning, mm-hmm. you're partying at night, you're up early in the morning. I see where you get your stamina from.
That's true.
It was years of training of those volleyball tournaments and then having to do the nightlife and then get back up.
That's true. But it was because I started playing in high school.
Yeah.
And it got like really, I guess, kind of shady because the older girls would bring us out and our coaches would find out and they would get so pissed. That was a thing that was always recurring too.
That's so interesting.
But you kind of like also see, if you're eyeing these boys since high school, you see them grow up into men too. And it's just like, hey, you look better this tournament.
Dude, that sounds so much fun.
It's just a lot of like hype and anticipation and horniness. I don't know. Yeah.
No, you know what it is too? Because I remember seeing, you had a competition, you had a tournament in OC, and I went to go see you, and you're like, dude, there's like a bunch of volleyball players. And I was like, that's how I knew. Like, I was like, dude, this is, imagine this, athletic, tall, Asian men everywhere. So she said, do you want to come? I go, duh. Yeah. But that's what I was like, the Canadian, because I saw this guy, I was like, you're like, oh, that's the Team Canada. I was like, yeah, hot. And you're like, that's the team with the good looking guys.
Yeah. And it was true, right?
Yeah, it was very true.
Yeah.
We try to find him on Facebook or something.
Yeah. He's not very public. And it's, I like obviously don't think about him at all until this moment where I have to recount this. But it's just like, fun, innocent summer flings. I don't know.
For sure.
With so many celebrations these days, like friends' birthdays and weddings and baby announcements, which seem to happen almost every week now, I've always had a tough time thinking about the perfect present to get as a gift. One place I always stop at now is Uncommon Goods. They're an online shop filled with tons of unique, totally unexpected gifts. I just ordered this storm cloud that sits on your desk and has a special liquid inside a glass that crystallizes in different patterns as the barometric pressure changes in the atmosphere. It is pretty cool and such a unique gift to just nerd out on. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back a dollar to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $2 million to date. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/ABG. That's uncommongoods.com/ABG for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
When I was a kid, I remember seeing my parents take 5 to 6 pills every day for their vitamins and thinking, why is there so many? So by the time I started looking for vitamins for myself, I was surprised to find Ritual. After hearing Jan and Helen rave about Ritual's vitamins over lunch one day, I knew I had to try it for myself. I've been using Ritual for about 2 years now, and I really like it.
I was expecting to buy multiple bottles of different types of vitamins, but with Ritual, I don't have to. It's only two pills, and I take it as part of my morning routine after breakfast. It includes 9 nutrients to help fill in the gaps in your diet, and my favorite part? It has minty flavor, which makes it easier to swallow the pills. Your multivitamins are delivered to your door every month with free shipping always. You can start, snooze, or cancel your subscription at any time. And if you don't love Ritual within your first month, they'll refund your first order. Get key nutrients without the BS. Ritual is offering my listeners 10% off during your first 3 months. Visit ritual.com/ABG to start your Ritual today.
One of my favorite things is that super clean and minty fresh mouthfeel after a good toothbrushing. And though a manual toothbrush can work, it just doesn't beat the effectiveness of an electric toothbrush. Recently, I've been using Brush, a professional quality toothbrush using industry-leading sonic technology. Now, I've been a longtime user of electric toothbrushes, but Brush stands out to me in a couple of ways. One, the bristle density. It feels substantial, but also gentle and soft so that it's not too rough on my gum line, but effective in reducing plaque by 20%. Brush also reminds you every 30 seconds to move on to the next section of your mouth with a clear vibration and pause. My other electric toothbrushes do this too, but the signal is so subtle that sometimes when I'm tired, I miss the beep and I forget where I am by brushing. But Brush pauses slightly, so the indication is really clear and refined. This quality is also in the overall design of the product. The charging stand is a magnetic flat surface, so it's sleek and easy to clean. Brush also offers a subscription service where it ships new replacement brush heads so you don't have to remember, because I always forget. Get 15% off your Brush toothbrush kit and refill plan when you use promo code ABG at Brush.com. That's 15% off using promo code ABG at Brush.com.
Well, speaking of summer flings, you know, summer is hot and spicy. Do you both have any, like, summer romances or encounters besides eye fucking?
I think other than the story that I just told, like, nothing really comes to mind. I've had some summer flings, like, super small ones where we didn't get past the kissing phase. But I feel like a lot of my college, post-college summer flings felt very, very, again, innocent. I'm really not that innocent, but...
Yeah.
and like sweet too, like moments of getting caught in the rain and holding each other.
What?
Like that type of summer romance is what I remember from my flings.
I'm sorry, who is this?
Just people.
Like, wait, people from college?
Like college and post college, you know, and it's also like developing love with the boyfriends that I've had or whatever that was. So it wasn't wild. I would say most of my wild stuff is probably not in the summertime. And, you know, I can't talk about it since this episode is for summer only.
Okay, we're doing a hot fall. We're doing a hot fall summer, hot winter summer, hot. Just kidding. Okay, how about Jay?
I also don't, I mean, the only romance that I can remember from the summers, I had two like boyfriends, I guess. So from like high school, yeah, we met in Vegas during the summer. So that was like the very innocent kind of like being on AIM, staying up late at night talking. But yeah, very innocent. And then the college one was over Zanga, like while I was in China and he was in San Francisco. But nothing really. Actually, I do remember there was a summer, when my cousin Stacey and I went up to visit my aunt when they were living in Salinas in the lettuce fields. It was like 2 hours away from San Francisco. And she was dating a guy at the time, she went to Riverside, who also was from the Bay Area. So he was in SF and Wes was in SF and the two of us were staying in Salinas. And so she drove us from Salinas to SF to hang out with them for the day. So that was a thing that I remember. But I also remember that her boyfriend was a lot cooler, I guess you could say. So we were in the car, he was driving, and she was in the front seat, and Wes and I were in the back seat, and they're like, oh, we're gonna drop you guys off to like Fisherman's Wharf, and then we'll go back to my place to hang out. And I remember Wes was like, he came over, he looked over at me, he's like, you know what they're gonna be doing, right? I was like, no! I was like, no, they're not! They're gonna go watch movies together! But that, yeah, that was probably the only...
That's so cute, innocent!
Oh my god. How about you, Mel?
Yeah, we have all these innocent summer flings. Yeah, how about you, Mel? Miss La Jolla.
Sorry, a story just came in my head, but I'm not going to share that one.
I don't think it
was summer. It was like fall, so I'm not going to share that story. But
give us a taste of it.
Yeah. When you go to Vegas with your friends and like there's pool parties and you run into people and something's happened in the pool.
Oh!
Wait, no, that's not okay. Let me take it back. Not like, no, I don't.
You either pee in the pool or
something goes in the pool. I'll just like say we like made out in the pool. But like, but that's innocent. I don't know. Nothing more than that's gross.
First of all, no one goes into the pool in Vegas. That shit is.
Yeah. You're really drunk and like you know,
things happen.
Anyways, I sound like a hot. I wasn't that of a hot mess. But I didn't have, like, any juicy flings. Like, the only thing I think of was, like, maybe the fuckboy from episode 2. I think that happened in the summer. Like, it felt more like spontaneous. Like, oh, all of a sudden, like, you meet new people with, like, you don't really know. And then, like, you start hitting it off and you start hanging out with them, like, every night. And then there's a night where, like, you stay up talking. And then, like, there's a small kiss. At the end of the night, and I was like, oh, my God, this is not happening. So that was the only thing,
really. Those are so, I did, yeah, the memories of being in the rain and the umbrella, staying up late talking to someone. Yeah. Like, that is very, like, there's something very innocent, but also very, like, nostalgic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow. We are three innocent ladies.
Well, I don't know. The Vegas verse sounds kind of like, I swear, y'all, I'm gay.
Well, fast forwarding a bit to, you know, being in our working adult years, we kind of lost our summer vacations, right? Work continues. You don't really get breaks. Mm-hmm. But was there kind of any distinct memories that you had of really enjoying during the summertime as an adult working your jobs?
I mean, not to be like a Debbie Downer, but I feel like there is no summer after college. You don't have these huge life-changing moments to make it feel like anything is changing in life other than maybe the weather. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I guess it gets hot. And I guess when it gets hot, you look forward to a cool dip in the ocean. And that contrast feels nice. And I look forward to the taste of cold ice cream or ice water when it's hot out. Again, a contrast. But I don't know. I guess another thing is that you look forward to people just like chilling the fuck out a little bit more in terms of not needing things to be super urgent because there's more of like a chill, relaxed atmosphere. And July 4th together with friends is always nice too.
That's true.
Other than that, though, I'm like, this question stumps me. I don't really know. It all feels the same.
Yeah.
It just gets hotter. And a lot of contrasty things to make you feel better. I don't know.
It was hard for me even to, like, think of something when I wrote the question. But I was like, you know what? Like, maybe because, like, I think lately it feels like when you enter the corporate life and you become an adult, it's harder to get all your friends together, right?
Yeah,
so I feel like summertime, it's always an excuse. Like, going to Palm Springs with your friends and people are coming down for just one trip. Like, people are more willing to, like, fly or drive for trips now because they're like, I haven't seen you in, like, a year or, like, a few months. So for me, when I think about, like, what I really enjoy as an adult in the summer is, like, getaways with our friends. Like, Palm Springs. I know we're talking about maybe a possible trip. And I'm like, can't wait to just, like, be poolside. Have, like, and our friends, like, they do such a good job planning. Like, Eric has, like, fresh coconuts, you know, juice. Or, like, we have really good, like, you know, spiked, like, popsicles. Like, these little fun moments that we just hang out in the pool. And, like, we play games. So I think that's something I'm, like, I love about being an adult. And I don't know if it's just, like, the weather, but I'm definitely more down for happy hour during the summer. It just feels like I want a cocktail.
Yeah. You're more inclined to want to stay out after work.
Yes. Yeah. True. It's like the weather's better. So those are my things. How about you?
Well, I worked in advertising and tech for a bit. And actually in LA, they have this thing called like Summer Fridays where some offices will close at 2 p.m. So Helen, to your point about like stuff kind of in the workplace slowing a little bit, people are just a little bit more chill. And then we would end early on Fridays, and then they would often do something in the office like a happy hour or something. And because the days are longer, people are just generally a little bit more relaxed. But on a like personal front, the last couple of years, I would go to this thing called Barnsdale Art Park with my friend Sheila, which is something I really like in LA. And they do, because it's like picnic season, right? So what they do is they will sell tickets for like wine tasting, and you bring a picnic basket and you go and you sit in the grass, and then you pay for your couple pours of wine, and then you can eat outdoors. And then oftentimes that'll lead into an evening back in downtown, hopping around a couple of other places. It's a nice, like kind of, I do think over the summers in like cities, like if you think about in New York as well, anytime where the days are a little bit longer, people are more inclined to be out more.
That's true. For this summer 2021, what are you both looking forward to?
I am looking forward to just relaxing, to be honest. I think this past fall or spring has been just the most insane period of my life, to say the least. So honestly, I don't think I'm going to have a hot girl summer in the way people would expect of that phrase, to be honest. But based on the definition we shared earlier, I'm ready for it just to be about me turning up in my own way, even if it means under my covers.
That's right.
Yep. And not giving a damn about what nobody says. And even if I'm not looking cute as fuck doing it, I'm not snatched every second, I honestly don't care. And I'm just excited for that kind of summer. I don't want to have like too many expectations or like pressures or whatever. I think I just want to take this time where everyone is chill to take a break and relax.
I am all for that. I think you definitely, I mean, ABG, and then on top of all of your personal stuff, getting married, buying home, all the stuff, and having family visit, it's been super intense. And so having like a summer break.
Yes, an actual summer break.
Yeah. And I love this idea of turning up even if it's under your covers.
I'll be under my covers like,
Napping. That's right. I love that that sentiment of getting rest. I think for me, a huge thing that I'm like really looking forward to is because stuff is opening up now also, I'm getting to see family more often. And not just like my parents, but like my cousins and her kids, my nieces. I'm looking forward to so much more time with holding babies. And my friend Sheila's giving birth soon. There'll be more babies. So I think just more time with like family and more outdoor time. To be honest, the last couple of months near the tail end of our like kind of, you know, before things opening up, I've really struggled with like pushing myself to get outside, which is important to get fresh air, get your vitamin D. And so now that the weather is better, I have like a more incentive and more motivation to do that. And also I'm considering renting out my space. And I think that is something that like for summer 2021, I'm anticipating a time of transition. So we'll see. I don't know what that will turn into, but yeah.
Yeah. I think it's exciting that you don't know though. That's also makes this it kind true. Of like a exciting hot girl summer. You don't know, right?
Yeah.
I'm in the unknown. For me, I just wrote like lockdown's kind of getting lifted. There's some trips getting planned now and like people are getting married. So like I'm excited to celebrate these like times with our friends. Like I feel like, you know, that's what I'm looking forward to. Like I have like a lot of my friends are turning 30 this year. So I think with everything being lifted, like a lot of these parties are getting planned. So I'm just like I'm going to see my college friends in a few weeks. So I'm just like, I can't wait to spend time with them. We're going to Tahoe. And like, we haven't like traveled together in like so long that I'm like, oh my God, I can't wait to get good vibes around and just like kind of relive some of the days we did in college. Like, and you know, in downtown La Jolla or La Jolla. And also just like, I want to, our friend Tim's moving down, which I'm kind of excited for to have like, you know, like a different, like add a different energy because he's really fun. But I think summer makes me a little bit more spontaneous. Like I want to try different restaurants like we talked about. Like we joke around saying we never like go to the West Side as much, but what if we get our friends together, like get cocktails and like try a different restaurant every two weeks or something, you know? And then I want to do a beach day. We did a beach day for Janet's birthday last year and it was just so much fun. I never thought we could spend a whole day at the beach. And so just like, I think those little moments I'm just looking forward to.
Yeah. Rest and fun in the sun. I love it. Yes. I love it.
So now we're going to do some quick kind of just like reminiscing of summer themed things. Ladies, what is your favorite summertime song?
I think Hot in Here by Nelly. Watermelon Sugar by Harry Styles the top-down convertible feel. And then Summer by Calvin Harris for those summer Vegas day club moments.
I love how you've painted the setting.
You have a full-on like sound, like an album. That's a good, like
very different too. Very different
sounds
for each of those, but all very summery.
Very nice.
How about you, Mel?
I put Hot Girl Summer because I think y'all, you guys know it's like one of my favorite songs. I play it nonstop. I think it just puts me in like a very lit and like just any mood. I could be showering, I put Hot Girl Summer. Like I love it. K-pop songs. I just think we made a playlist for ABG. So on our link in bio. All the songs are just like good vibes. It puts you in a happy mood. EDM, actually. I actually don't like EDM or house, but summer just puts you in like a Zed, Alesso type of Calvin Harris vibe.
Yes.
And the last song I put down, it reminds me of high school, is Summer Days or Summer Nights by Lil Rob.
I don't know.
It's a Bay Area type of thing, but that song I always think about. It's very like, it's like 4 p.m., you're cruising down, like the sun's about to set, and you're with your homies. Like that's kind of the vibe. I'll play it later. How about you, Jay?
I have one that that reminds me of our Palm Springs trip from last year for the 4th of July. It's Lady Gaga's,
Rain on Me.
Yes. Oh my God. I love that song.
It's so good.
I just feel like it's very good. Upbeat vibes. Very summery.
Yeah. All right. Beach or swimming pool?
Ooh, okay, so I know beach feels like a good answer, but I'm going to go with swimming pool because I grew up around swimming pools, so that it makes me think of nostalgic summertime.
I actually answered the same thing. Like, I had the same thoughts. Like, beach is nice. I love sunsets, but I always like, you know what? I like the smell of chlorine. It reminds me of my childhood.
You like the smell of chlorine?
I do.
Because I remember, yeah,
I used to be on the swim team.
I see. That makes sense. That makes complete sense.
And it's cleaner because there's no sand.
Yeah. I'm going to say the beach.
Yeah, you're yep.
Unpopular you're opinion beach, here, yeah. But I love the salty air and the openness and the waves that are always constant and there for you to comfort you. That's what I think about when I see the waves and just the overall feel of being at the beach. I think I agree. Swimming pool for the ease of access because you don't have to walk like a freaking mile to get to the water sometimes and the cleanliness, but beach over pool for me.
All right, so favorite summertime food?
I'm going to say watermelon. It's a very basic answer, but I tried watermelon and mustard recently.
Yeah, how is that?
Because of the new TikTok trend. And not going to lie, it's not that bad. I think,
is it good, though?
I think it was because the watermelon that I had wasn't sweet and needed some extra flavor. So the mustard kind of helped it out. So I kind of want to try it again with a super sweet watermelon. But yeah, it's not – it kind of is like when you have a watermelon salad or something, right? Oh, and then you have some type of dressing on top.
That sounds good, yeah.
It's that type of combination. Ooh, but I love watermelon. I'd say watermelon.
That's good. He said it was basic. I was going to say watermelon too. But I will go with another – I actually have two other ones. Frozen green grapes are so good during the summer nights. Like,
oh, yeah. I don't know why I was thinking green peas. I was like, why are you eating green peas frozen? I was like, I have a bag of green peas. Should I stick it in my mouth and try that?
Yeah, frozen green grapes for the fruit and the sweetness, and ceviche for the
salad.
Ceviche is always so good answer.
Janet, yes.
Ceviche, F. That ceviche in Mexico that we had?
So good.
Freaking bomb.
So summery.
We should try making it this summer.
Yeah.
These are good
answers.
Might
die.
I know. That's a dangerous thing to... Raw fish. I don't know.
Yeah. We'll go to a restaurant that prepares it. I also put watermelon, but I have like a plate. So I really like hot dog. I like barbecuing. So I want a grilled hot dog. And I'll put potato salad.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
potato salad's very summery. Yeah.
Okay. We need to have a picnic.
Yeah. And last question, where would your dream summer vacation be?
Crap.
Oh, I don't know. Actually, I was thinking, because we are all three of us going to Hawaii this fall. Well, it's fall, not summer, but fall for a wedding. And I've always wanted to go to Maui, too. So thinking about maybe taking like an extended trip and going to Maui. So I'm going to say Maui. How about you, Mel?
Sounds good.
I also put down Hawaii. Yeah. I don't know. I just like Hawaii. I think it's great. It has the food. It just... The breeze, I did have fun last time we went too. I also am reading a book, so it takes place in Capri.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. So I was like, you know, something different and like get a villa with our friends. So I was like thinking about like somewhere in Europe, you know, where it's like near the beach.
Yeah, my cousin's supposed to get married there. Oh, right. So sad that that didn't happen, but it looks so beautiful there.
Okay, one day. We'll go.
One day, yes.
What's yours?
I'm going to say, actually, I really liked when we went to Palm Springs, and I know we have another potential Palm Springs planned, but I just feel like that's like perfect summer vibes. It's not too far, so it's like easier access for us. There are beautiful homes. You get a nice pool, chill time to just feel like you're away, but still kind of connected to people. So
that's a good one. Oh, I want to go on all these trips now.
And eat watermelon and hot dogs.
Yes.
Which we did.
Well, thank you for joining us on this episode where we talked about summer and the memories, the good memories that it brought us. We hope you are all able to soak in some of the sun and embrace your own hot girl summer, however you want to define it.
We have an interesting question for you, our Spotify listeners. What is your ideal summer activity? You know, is it camping? Is it laying on the beach? Is it being in the shade? You know, these are all possible options. So yes, pull up your Spotify and look at our show notes or show description and, you know, let us know which one you'd vote for.
And also wanted to point out that we just launched our AVG necklace. It's on AsianBossGirl at myshopify.com. Make sure to snag one for yourself and a couple of your besties this summer.
Yeah.
If you don't already, please follow us on Spotify, subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, leave us a rating and review, and share this episode with your friends. You can also support us through monthly donations at anchor.fm/AsianBossGirl/support or get some merch at AsianBossGirl.myshopify.com.
If you resonated with today's episode, let us know in the comments of our IG post. And if you'd like to put faces to our names, you can find us on YouTube, where we share vlogs, an audience Q&A segment called Dear ABG, and much more. Our handle on both platforms is @AsianBossGirl.
And we have a few shout-outs for today from Jay to his girlfriend Ayano in Portland, Oregon. Jay wanted to say congrats on landing your new job in Japan. And also, thanks for doing his eyebrows. From Sophia to Lorraine in New York, shout-out for following your dreams and starting your own YouTube cooking channel, Lori Craves. You inspire her every day. And from Crystal to her hubby and favorite ABB, Bruce, in Atlanta, happy anniversary. She says the world is a better place with you in it, and she can't wait for more road trips so y'all can rock out to ABG.
If you'd like to send a shout out to a friend, check out our link tree in our link in bio and click on shout outs. And last but not least, thank you to our super talented editor, Michelle, for working all her magic on our episodes, including this one.
Thanks for tuning in, and we'll catch you all on the next episode.
Bye.